Hi, everybody. Another day. Today is Wednesday. I guess it's good to have another day, huh? Guess on your last day, you'd hope you probably had another day. But anyway, or you say, whoopee, I'm out of here. So anyway, today is July the 2nd, 2014, and it's our Wednesday show. And let's clear away stuff that's going on around you that may have encountered you today, maybe against your free will, free choice. All of a sudden something happened to set your day topsy-turvy. So here we go. Think of that issue. Going to clear that. Remember, the issue is only work in the now, so you have to think of the now time that it happened. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And bring up the light beam, everybody. And here we go. More energy coming through the light beam to bring you peace energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And I'll do it again. And stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, well, I'll turn it over to Ann. So, Ann, are you out there or in there or undercover or something?
I'm out here and I am indoors. Hi, everyone. Hi, Ron. Yes, happy to be here. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amitron. Ron has a website, creationlightship.com. You can email us questions at clsquestions@yahoo.com. I have that open right now. We have quite a few emails in there. We're a little behind because we've been doing so many specialty shows. And we have a lot to get through tonight. So I'm excited and looking forward to the show. So thank you, Ron. We appreciate you. We have been talking about how to help yourself if in the past you've been a healer. And you've talked a lot, Ron, about how you get overly attached and you can take on people's illnesses. People can cord you. There are a lot of different issues when you're a healer. And there are more, we have a couple of emails about it, and there are more healings I wanted to share with people in case that might help them if in their past they were working, you know, touching other people a lot and doing healing work. So I'll start with one email here, Ron. Happy to write this, Ron. So many issues was stirred up in me from the last show on why not to be a healer.
Oh no.
Well, actually, someone else said that to me also that I spoke to on the phone. They said, it's hard to hear, but it's good to hear. I realize it's not just New Age teachings of running energy, opening people's chakras, etc. I have started timeline crashing people's faces and names that come to the surface for that. Now all these new faces have come up working as a nurse's aide for 20 years, and what I've seen with my eyes is a long list, traumas from being an urgent care medical assistant too. Amazed to be here on this planet still. Ugh. Just started more timeline crashes for a certain kind of disease, seeing things a lot of time, a lot of minutes for seeing with my eyes, a lot of minutes for my mother activated in me when I was 4 years old with her issues. Already crashed certain bodily organs that probably occurred to her from other clients and loved it out of my life. Thanks for the new stirring of the pot. My soup has thickened. And that's from a longtime listener. I really appreciate, well, I appreciate the testimonial. Thank you very much for that. But I appreciate, too, that there's no reason to, when Ron says things that strike you as, oops, I need to clear that, that's a gift. So there's no reason to be upset when you hear those things because Ron has all these healings and then you can take that stuff away from you. So you're really fine because you found the Creation Lightship healings. Do you want to add anything to that, Ron?
Yeah, it's something that we talk about, you know, why not to be a healer. And I'm sure that it, you'll go, uh-oh, you know, or, you know, I'm not going to believe that at all. But, you know, if you do catch on, then you can help yourself. Yeah, so the clearings do help and the timeline crashes. You remember some time in the past, you know, you can do a past timeline and you know, maybe get yourself extricated out of that particular situation there. So, yes, it's not, you know, what we give you is information that I get, what I see. And some people, I remember on a Strange Universe panel, was like, they called me the doom and gloom person or something, you know. Probably because I talk about the aliens mind controlling people, and they go, oh, I don't want to go there, you know. And now it's sort of like being common practice. Yeah, we're mind controlled. And, you know, they're understanding that. But, you know, when I first used the word prison planet, when I was on a panel with Sean, he goes, what? Prison planet? We're not on a prison planet, you know, or something like that. And then a couple times after that, maybe a year or so later, he's talking about prison planet, you know. And so, you know, it's quite interesting as people's consciousness will change. So remember, when we're talking on these programs, it is going also into darkness. So it is connecting to mass mind consciousness, which is the darkness. And in the mass mind consciousness, universal mind, that's what we call the light of the darkness. And that's where duality is. And we're just probably shining light on those situations and occurrences. And people could be picking that stuff up also. And all of a sudden, they're changing what they're talking about because they heard something new or came across the airwaves. Somebody was talking to me, and there's a channeler, a person, I think it was Kryon. I can't say for sure, but I think the person said that Kryon changed the way they were dealing with channelers and everything else, saying that not to go to them. I believe that's correct, and not to believe all this stuff. Where before, maybe, you know, it was completely different years ago. So if I'm wrong with the name and that entity called Kryon, I'm sorry, but that's who I thought it is. I'm in the moment, so I'm just bringing that up. And so anyway, people are changing, but are they getting more hooked into duality? I got an email from somebody where it's, I'll just read the title here. Let me get into my emails. I went, oh, geez. So let me go into inbox here. And it says here, let me find it here. Just take me a second. But I didn't erase it here. Something to do with, oh, here's what the caption is in the subject box. Stop energy vampires in your tracks. Take responsibility for your energy leaks. Well, that sounds pretty good. And they show a lady sitting in the yoga stage, you know, stance with a bubble around her, you know, inner peace declaration bubble. Inner peace declaration bubble. Stop energy vampires in their tracks. Oh, right. Uh-huh. Take responsibility for your energy leaks. Well, you have to know where they are first. You know, on a surface, it might be good. You know, like you're a garden hose. Put some tape on it. Why not, you know? And then, then they go on and on. This declaration is offered to assist the users in being a clearer servant of light for humanity. So this is one of these other cock and bull story things here, you know, that this person is putting out to attach to people. You know, they got the Holy Grail essence and just all kinds of stuff on here. I just look at it and almost want to puke when I see it, in a sense. Sorry about that. But, you know, what these people are taking and leading people into. And you have to remember, a lot of people are pretty gullible, and they may think, oh, this is it, you know. We'll do this little mantra thing, and it'll help me. Well, yeah, you know, did you do any work on yourself? Did you clear out the energies out of your energetic bodies to help yourself out? No, just saying a mantra, you know, like, you know, whatever it is not going to do anything for you but hook you up to the darkness. So in case some of you, you know, are first-time listeners here, you must clean out your body to get rid of this stuff that you've already taken in through all of the eons of lifetimes that you had here with your genetics. So just to have somebody come by and say, oh, we got this wonderful thing here, and, you know, you can do this mantra or go on these sacred sites. I do see the pyramids down here, too, someplace here. Essence from Mother Mary looks like here. Pilgrim to the Mayan world. That's on December 14th. Art of the Sacred Tree of Life. Jungle Retreat. So anyway, that's what I'm seeing here. You know, ancient Egypt. Just where I want to go to, go into those pyramids, you know. Been battling those for a long time. Then they got Ireland here. So, you know, it has a lot of stuff here. Energy exchange. Love donations, energy exchange. Well, that might mean something. But anyway, you have to be careful what this stuff is. So anyway, we'll turn it back over to you again. And I just thought I'd bring that one up because you may be getting emails, you know, you people out there from different people. You know, and I just say, you know, run, don't walk, because you don't know what's in the text. You know, what are they trying to hook you into? What kind of mind control patterns are there? You're trying to get rid of all this stuff. So you don't want to go on a joyride to get more of them. Not Disneyland. So back to you, Ann.
Well, I think it's very important to be really selective and just not open emails. And I feel that I am, and one day, a week or so ago, I made a mistake, and I clicked on something, and I right away felt like my eyes were, like if your eyes could get dizzy. And sure enough, you know, what little I read of it, the person was talking all about meditation and heaven, and there was probably all sorts of, I don't know what, courting and curses going on that website. And I just shut it down. I haven't done that in a long time. And you have said before, I don't think you said it now, like, don't go searching stuff out on the internet because you're just going to get courted and attached to it. Right?
Yeah, so the New Age thought is, well, I was meant to go there, you know, divine intervention. Well, you know, where's your spirit, you know? So
right.
Just kind of be peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody does get hooked up, we got the alien attack page that could probably help them. Then we also have the media page. Anything else what you can think of?
Well, the media, well, those two are great. Well, so many of these free healings, like after that happened to me, I used the alien keyword intercept and, of course, the natal barcode. Whenever I clear something like that, like I forget, I don't even want to remember what this person was writing about. And, of course, she'd...
Well, yeah, the keyword's good,
books.
Yeah.
So I put in, like, heaven and meditate and whatever other words I remembered from looking at that site. And I try, now I'm lucky enough to have the natal barcode clearing, which I love, and I also do the keyword, alien keyword intercept, that's a free healing.
Great. So that can help everybody out there. So you hear something or you think you're drawn to something, you don't know who has that fishing pole in their hand, you know? You know? So.
Now, for me to feel that way, it was some kind of alien thing going on there, wasn't it, Ron?
Yeah. It'd have to be if it happens that quick, yeah. And, you know, alien could also be some of the underground facilities, too, run by aliens that look like people, okay, doing these things to us with radionics and things. So, you know, y'all know about that. I don't talk about them that much, but that's another thing that could be happening. But, you know, so you have to look, is it above or below? That's the main thing. And is it in the past or in the future or in the present moment? Well, you could be. Let's just say that this happens to you. Just something happens to you, right? Stuff happens, right? And you go, wow, what's going on here? You know, well, do the finger exercise. Where are you? Are you taken out of the present moment? And, you know, maybe they stuck you 50 years in the past, but you don't see the 50-year, you know, people around wearing, you know, the different types of clothing and stuff 50 years ago, but you are living in an energy field 50 years ago with current clothing and current cars and everything else around you. So you may want to do the finger exercise and make sure that you're in the present moment, because you could have been hijacked onto a timeline, you know, brought there and not knowing it. That's why you always want to check to see that you're in the present moment. So they could have abducted you. That's what I'm saying. So make sure that you're back in the present moment. that might help to eliminate a lot of this stuff. But that the keyword one, the alien keyword intercept, that's a very, very, very powerful clearing. And, well, they're all good, but that one is designed, because we always talk about keywords, you know. You read something, you go, what does that mean? Or, gee, that seems familiar or something. And that's how they get you. Like your name, you know, what's your name? Well, you're the only one possibly, you know, on the planet with your name, you know, unless your name is, you know, Sally Jones or something. There's probably lots of those or, you know, something. But basically, you're it with that name. And so, you know, do that intercept, the keyword intercept with your name even. You know, kind of be a little creative there. But you want to be in the present moment. That's your only protection and security that you're ever going to find, is to be in the moment with your spirit. Just think of you as a baby, right? And your mother will say, I'm just kind of going off a little bit here, but your mother is your spirit, okay? So how many mothers, you know, leave their baby somewhere, right, when they go shopping? You know, they leave it, you know, like at the front of the grocery store when they're gone for a half an hour or an hour shopping? No, they take the baby with them. So kind of look at it that way. So you want to always be with your spirit in the moment. So hopefully that's a little way you can look at things. So, you know, your spirit's there to help you, to keep you, you know, in the energy of source energy. Once you leave and go into timelines, you're no longer in source energy. Your spirit brings you source energy. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thanks so much. That channeling person that you mentioned earlier that starts with a K, I used to read those books, and I even went and saw the person that channels that entity. And he said, and I don't think I ever put that in alien keyword intercept, so I'm going to do that tonight. But he said at that time, and this is, gosh, at least 8 years ago, maybe 10 years ago, that I have given this being permission to be more and more in my body, and pretty soon who I am will be gone, and this body will only represent this entity who's from another planet. And, of course, he thought that was a great thing at that time.
Yeah, boy. So anyway, we should probably, I think we got a lot of those other questions there we can probably maybe just switch gears slightly with here. But that's
yeah, we
I,
can go, we'll go back to the healer. We have another question about if you're a healer. And someone, oops, I just lost that email. Let me see if I can start paraphrasing. If you, for instance, have some kind of illness, I think this listener mentioned just a headache or something, and you take a pill for it, does that make you a healer? Are you doing healing work on yourself?
For that, no, because you're not bringing anything in except for the pill outside of yourself. You're not invoking, you know, an energy, even though the pill has energy in it. So let's just look at that. So let's just take that and put that aside, okay? So you're not invoking something from the beyond, though, you know, to heal you. No, the pill may already have that in it, but basically, no, you would not be considered a healer. All mothers are healers. You know, what happens, you know, maybe you're 3 years of age, right? And, you're 3 years and you skin your knee or something, and your mother comes rushing over because you're crying and it hurts. And so what does the mother do? Kind of maybe, pats you on the back or lifts you up, you know, and then, you know, mothers do their own little ritual stuff. You may want to kiss the Yowie or something or whatever they call it, you know, and make you feel better that somebody's caring for you. So at that point, the mother is a healer. Now, what's happening to the energy that the child now has with the skin knee? Well, it's recycling into the mother. Oh, you have to wonder, well, did the child get set up to have the fall to show the mother that she has a knee condition? Mother ever get that? Probably not. Okay? So things are probably recycling that way. So, you know, but what are you going to do with the energy? That's what I'm talking about. Where did that energy go that she's taken off of the child? You know, some other, you know, will put their hand on a person's head, you know, the child feels if they got a headache, and the headache goes away. And you go, wow, that's great. Well, where's the energy going to? It's going to the mother. Where's she storing it at? Could it be in her head, maybe? Maybe somewhere else. You don't know. Where are the aliens putting that? Okay, so you have to look at that and see what's happening. Maybe you have a situation yourself if you're a parent. But, wow, yeah, you know, I did that for my son or daughter, you know, and it felt better. And find out where in your body did you hold it? Is it hurting you now? No? You fall down and hurt your knee because your child hurt their knee, you know, 40 years ago or so or whatever. You have to look at that and say, wow. Go back to that timeline. You don't have to really, it'd be nice to get the date, but you could still say your daughter or son, the age of around 3, you know, and getting their knee, you know, maybe you might have that exact date. Maybe they needed stitches. And you go, oh, yeah, they did that on the 4th of July. Well, what's coming up now? An anniversary, okay? Oh, they fell on a bottle or something and, you know, cut their leg and they had to get stitches. So you remember, oh, that 4th of July back in, you know, 1968. I remember that, you know, wow, that what a mess that was. The doctors weren't there and I had to do this and that. And it cost me so much money to go to emergency. You know, you have all this storyline. Get rid of it. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Wow, yes. Thank you so much. I wanted to say we had a listener ask about asking for a link to a show that she particularly enjoyed. And I just want to let everyone know that if you go to the Creation Lightship website, on the right you'll see an emblem that's a link to the BBS page. And on there you'll see a tab, scroll down just a little bit, and it says Library Archives. And already the last show that we did is posted there. And it was last Friday, which it was, I should say, I believe the 28th, that we talked a lot about, you know, how to clear yourself. Yes, it was the 28th if you've been a healer. So I don't want to repeat a lot from that show, but if you did miss it, you can go back and listen to June 28th, 2014. And so I have some more healings that I thought might be interesting for people if they're listening to these discussions about the different healings that can help you clear your past life as a healer and get help. But there's one I want, I think I may have mentioned this one already, but since we were talking about a channeler before, Ron, I was wondering if you could give us a sample of the organization, affiliation, and disconnection clearing.
Sure. So here we go. So if you belong to Knights of the Green Water, you know, and there's no more green water, but, you know, there is that Knights of the Green Water out there or something, you know, and your parents belong to it, you know, and that was passed on to you, so you got initiated in that. So here we go. Think of something. You know, maybe you got initiated into something at school. If you're a Boy Scout or Girl Scout or whatever, Cub Scout, whatever they have for women, maybe you got initiated into something that you didn't know about. You know, did you do an oath or something? Or, oh, what did you say? You know, anyway, they had school every day, possibly. Maybe, you know, you went to a religious, you know, school or something, and they had you say something. So you got hooked into these energies this way. You know, so it is an organization. So here we go. Think of something that you may have got sworn into, we'll say. So here we go. Releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Pretty heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Oh, thank you, Ron. And here's another one that I think could be very helpful for healers, and that's the relationship clearing. It is a whole life healing, relationship clearing, past and present, and it's also a seven generation. I'm sorry, not seven, it's generational. So you can purchase go back into clearing relationships. And I thought of that. If you've been a healer, you probably had relationships with all the people you worked with on one level or another, and that might be something that's helpful to people. Do you have anything to add about the relationship clearing, Ron?
Okay, yeah. Let's if we can do a sample of that here. Remember, everything here is a relationship. Oh, your cat had a relationship with that, or you know, somebody, or you know, like you said, he, you know, maybe he had 1,000 clients. You know, they call you when they need assistance, so you're connected to them energetically, and that would probably be more like a energetic cording release. But you know, if you do have notes of all these people that you have worked with, then you may want to look at those, clear them out, and get rid of the paperwork if you can, or put it someplace so it's not really going to affect you too much. You want to try to do a clearing on it, object clearing or something. So anyway, let's just say that you worked on Sally, and she was a difficult client, and maybe you're doing readings for her, doing remote healings over the telephone. You know, and she called maybe once a week at 10 o'clock on Monday. So maybe you got a year of this going with this lady, or 6 months or something, and maybe she got better. But now you got energetic cordings going on. So you might be able to find the dates to try to clear those. You know, maybe you can clear them a week at a time or something. And you're going to know when they leave you, because you're going to get your energy back. And she could still be tugging on you, you know. And the worst thing is, let's just say that you worked with Sally, and she was 30 years older than you. And Sally now is in the hospital, but she can't call you. Not about you. Maybe, you know, she's not good mentally, but those cords are still there. You're wondering, gee, I'm kind of losing my memory. What's going on here, you know? Or, gee, you know, what's happening? I just don't feel quite right every day. I kind of wake up and I'm a little tired. Well, it's probably Sally's energy corded to you. So I'm trying to connect some dots for everybody. Oh, let's release that energy. And the paperwork holds the energy. So, you know, if you do have any of that around with your clients, you may want to take those books, you know, if you have those in a book or notebook or something, and maybe put them in your garage or someplace else other than your office. Probably a file cabinet full of stuff, maybe, and, you know, get them out of there. Here we go, releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. Oh, I'm thinking that, you see, if you had it on hard paper, you know, copies that way, and if you needed it, you might want to put it into your computer, and I'd have the same energy on it until you look at it. Just having your writing that you had with your pen or pencil as you filled out maybe the form and the date that you're seeing her and everything else, that's going to hold that cording energy. Oh. That's what you want to get rid of. What happened with me is, I had all these stacks of paper from doing different whole lifetime clearings, you know, a long time ago. And, I should probably get rid of these things, you know, because I just thought I needed it to have, you know, to check up on people later on. But living in the moment, you know, they're just like old, like trash to me, you know. And I didn't really need to have all that information. So I took about the park, and you know, they had the barbecue pitch there, and one happened to be already on, so I put these papers in there, and it just like exploded almost. It went up in gigantic flames. I go, holy cow, you know, guess what? So going back into the office, it felt wonderful. I go, wow, I didn't know all this stuff was draining me, you know. I don't know what you don't know. So anyway, hopefully that helped you. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And I guess if you have a particular relationship in your life and it feels like it's something that's been repeating itself, or it's something you can't get rid of, you might want to try going into the past generations and clearing it further, right?
And we got that barcode, too. Maybe you got a situation where it happens every year, like I said, 4th of July, you know. and you go, uh-oh, I better not go out this year, you know? So, you know, I'd just look at that and just see what's going on. So,
right.
Oh, things happen, you know. You don't really know how the past is going to affect you. Remember, your past is with you. So, by all means, think of situation. And the only reason why I'm saying 4th of July is because it's the day that everybody normally does traveling, typically going somewhere if they're going to go camping or something, you know, for the extended weekend, I guess. At least up here where I live, that's, you know, the town's getting populated now. Really nice-looking phones. Wow. Some of these women are... Oh, I look at the women, you know. But, you know, but they're young and they're thin, you know. And, oh, wow, where do they get dropped in from, you know? And in short. So we're getting short, you know, thin-looking ladies. We'll just say 100 pounds, 120 pounds, maybe 5'6" on down. And... had that in previous years, so now we got a brand new set of clones coming in here. Oddly enough, for the last couple of years, I'm going a little sideways here, but I'm kind of used to seeing people when you have couples, right, or, you know, whether they're married or partners or whatever, normally you have male and female, and typically you see them walking around holding hands, okay? So... not getting into, like, gay and lesbian stuff, okay? I'm just going to tell you what I'm seeing. So don't get your buttons pushed if you happen to, have that stigma or whatever. What I'm seeing now is, in the last couple of years, I don't see any males and females together. Very, very, very seldom. Like, maybe one day every couple of weeks. What I see is, like, maybe 2 to maybe 4 women walking together. Then I see the same thing in the men. And this is really weird, you know. As in the old days, you know, you would come and you would see a couple come up. Oh, you might check out your town, but this is what I'm seeing. All the women are together, like, and all the men are together. And it's like they don't want to intermingle. So, you know, it just seems weird. Like a guy would say, yeah, I'm going to Mount Shasta. And all his buddies go, yeah, I want to go to Mount Shasta too. Well, what about their girlfriends, you know? Women would be the same way, you know? So it's just really, really different. I don't know. Anyway, that's what I'm seeing here. I'm going like, geez, what are they doing? Are they... what's going on here? It doesn't make sense to me. And in the old days, maybe all of you, you know, if you went someplace, you took your boyfriend or girlfriend. And then what I'm seeing, going sideways again, I'm sorry, but... now what I see almost all the time when I'm looking is the woman is driving the car, okay? What's this here? So I can go anywhere, almost any parking lot, and sure enough, you're going to see a person, a man with a woman. Now, I'm not talking about maybe the man having a DUI. That could be possible. But, you know, I'm seeing people like 30 years of age, you know, and the woman is driving the car. Why is it the man driving the car? Well, this happens all the time up here. Well, it happens here. But anyway, that's you, Ann.
Interesting, Ron. I guess our culture is really changing a lot. Okay, I have more more healing suggestions, but I wanted to read a couple of things from the fast chat. Someone said, thank you for the relationship clearing. Bunches of stuff fell from my face, shoulders, and head. Someone said they're clearing, oh yeah, SOAP. I know that's some kind of medical term. I forget what it is, but they're getting rid of their notes and files. Someone said I burned my papers from a client. And then, Ron, someone said when we were talking about that channeler, my eyes were watering and I am coughing when you were talking about him, and I've never read any of his stuff, just heard about him. Is there some kind of quick clearing we could do in case anyone else had a reaction to that?
Yeah, we can clear the energy. Boy, this is, I don't like talking about another healer or person out there, so, you know, this brought it up because information was being changed, okay? Oh, here we go. We'll just clear the energy here. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, four, and five. Here we go. Somebody asked me, they said, Ron, I'm under a psychic attack by this person. Not the one that we're talking about, okay? But by, you know, Joe Schmo, okay? What do I do? So I said, well, get on the dark side practitioner since you know the name and clear it. They go, boy, this person's caused me hell for like 2 years. You know, is it like going to come over with about four by fours and hit him over the head and give him all kinds of pain that I've been through and I've been suffering all this stuff here? Are they really going to get him good? I go, no. It doesn't do that. All the light will do is take away the energy from the person, and very possibly it might even give them more light energy, so they may be able to change, possibly if they're doing bad things. But mainly the pools are released, so they can't connect to them any longer. Can somebody else bring in a pool? You know, maybe you have 50 people drawing upon one energy pool. So we take the energy pool out. And then somebody goes, hey, I'm not getting any reaction here when I go to my energy pool now. And then they could, you know, conjure it up again, you know. A bunch of chickens, you know, and goats and things, and terminate their life to get the energy. And now they got the pool going again. But anyway, that's the way it works. So the person doesn't get reprimanded, just the energy is taken away. That's how the light works. So with the person, the cryon person, since we just did a clearing, since a lady or man requested that, you know, this person is having more light brought to them. Source light, okay? That's all. They'd probably love it. I'm sure you would love it if somebody was doing something, you know. Maybe somehow somebody's listening to this show and you're listening too, and maybe you did something to them unknowingly, and so they put you into the dark side practitioner. In fact, I tell people to put your own names in there, and all of a sudden you feel better. Did you mean to do something to somebody? Possibly not, but it'll help you. So that's the way it works. So don't look at the dark side practitioner as like, you know, a gigantic sledgehammer going to squish something. You know, it doesn't work that way. It just takes away the energy pool. And the curses, hexes, spell clearing, it's very, very similar, but that's if you don't know who's doing it to you. Back to you, Anne.
Okay, Ron, thank you. The person that was having the trouble said, wow, thanks for that clearing, yawning now. So I guess we got rid of that energy, so thank you, Ron. Okay, the next clearing that I thought would be helpful, well, there are two. I thought I'd bring them both up at the same time because they're similar in a way. The regret release clearing and the guilt release clearing. I could see that perhaps, yeah, you might feel both of those if you were doing healing work in the past.
Yeah, that could be true. Those are probably two big ones. So let's just say you're a healer, right, and you're working with, Jane here, and maybe Jane has cancer, and you're working with her, and she's having some kind of results, and you go, oh, this is great. And then all of a sudden you get an email saying that she's now in ICU and, going to be dead in 2 days or something. So you go, oh, no. That'd probably be your regret, okay? So let's do a clearing for that for people. And regret could be something that maybe, you know, you needed closure with maybe your parents or a loved one or something, you know? Or maybe, you know, you somehow got angry with your dog and you kicked it, you know, and the next day it got run over by a car. And now you're going, oh, man, I wish I wouldn't have kicked my dog. That was the last day of its life, you know. That's not who I was, you know. Maybe the dog is running away from me and got hit by the car, too. That could be a possibility. So here we go, regret. I'm pushing buttons here, but remember, the button's got to get out of you. Here we go. Releasing this energy, so stronger. I use the word stronger this time. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So I have to use either counting or numbers or letters or something to invoke the energy as the conduit. That's why I do these here. So I'll do the alphabet. Work the same. So A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I'll just repeat that. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I didn't want to go any further than that, so in the moment it's hard to figure out what the next letters are, but those I got. So anyway, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron.
I was going to do one other one. Oh, that was
regret, and the next
guilt.
Sister, yeah, guilt. It's sister, horrible energy. Guilt.
Okay, yeah, they're both kind of connected. Okay, so same situation, so think of that issue. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. 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 Holy smokes. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. 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 There we go. Hopefully that'll help you. Hey, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Thank you. Wow. I feel good. okay, we have another one that I thought would be interesting. I know you've talked about this one before. We already did organization affiliation disconnection, but there is also a religion indoctrination, because I don't know, maybe you were, you know, like a priest or a nun or something like that, or just raised in a very powerfully, you know, mental religion or ET-based religion, so you might need that specific clearing. Ron, we can't hear you right now.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Right. Maybe for some reason your father was a priest or your mother was a nun or something like that. I don't know if most of the organized religions have females. I know the New Age ones do, but I don't know if, you know, you went into a church and you would see, like a Catholic church, you'd see a woman up there talking, you know. So anyway, but I think most of them probably have men. But anyway, here we go. So maybe you're one of those people listening, and you go, man, I just, you know, didn't agree with me, but I had to go to church, you know, every Sunday and go to all those events and smile, and, you know, they stole my soul, basically, because I didn't want to go there. Something inside of me didn't want me to go. Maybe your body knows, too. Maybe that religion that you have gone to, maybe somehow 1,000 years ago that was still around here and they killed you, you know? Maybe you talk back or something, you know, who knows? But here we go, releasing the energies. So A, B, C, D, E, F, G, 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 A, B, C, D, E, F, G. There we go. So if that helps you, and maybe put those keywords in, no? Maybe those are trigger words, you know, possibly, you know, priest or rabbi or whatever, you know, minister. And you think of that and your body kind of jumps. You know? So put that into that alien keyword intercept, because they're hooking you up. That's you, Ann.
Well, and I would add, if you ever had to memorize prayers or hymns or anything like that, too, because I know if I see something on TV and they start a certain prayer, you know, that I know from having been Catholic, it's still right there. I can recite the whole, I don't, but I could recite the whole prayer.
I don't have that, luckily.
Yeah, that's good. okay, here's what I guess is very mind energy, and it's kind of specific, but people might need this. It's the crystal skull energy cording release.
Oh, God, crystal skulls. Oh, man. Okay, here we go. I used the G word. So here we go. Okay. Oh. Supposed to be 12 skulls. Lady here in town that says she went over Mayan temple, I think, and she has a 13th Mayan skull that they gave her. Oh, I don't know. But we'll do them one at a time here, where it shows closing. Okay, we'll do them all at once. So here we go. Releasing them, so as much as we can anyway. Oh, stronger, getting the energy off you. Oh, man. Stronger, 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 stronger. that helped you somewhat, and you still feel that we do have that clearing on the website, but that one's pretty intense. So that's bringing the alien energies into the physical here with those skulls. So I've seen people at the expos touch the skull. They put their third eye, we'll say, their forehead against the skull, get information. I think it's just wonderful. Then you have little mini skulls, your own little personal one, you know, inch and a half high or something that you can buy. And I go, oh, God. People do, you know. Maybe the clones don't be as fascinated, but the humans sure like that stuff. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I've one more I wanted to get to, but since we brought up the God thing, could you do a quick clearing of the God energy for us?
I hope I didn't bring it in too bad.
No.
Here we go. God, you want to clear? There's probably billions of them. So here we go. For each one of those Indian gods are out there, okay? I think they got, how many tell me they have over 1,000? I know I worked with probably maybe the main 50, then I had to work with about 300 of them. I'll just tell you that story. This is probably about maybe 3 years ago. I was doing a lot of terminating of these energies out there that people were connecting themselves to. So I came to the Indian gods, you know, I don't know, Ganesh, and there's a couple other ones that people use all the time, you know. And started to terminate them. They go, what are you doing? I go, well, no, you shouldn't be here doing this for these humans, you know. And they said, well, wait, hold it. We're a creation. Yeah. And they go, we have been like hogtied, and all these people are courting us to give them favors. We don't want to do that. So, So I put them up into quarantine and cleaned them off. So the initial ones that we worked with are gone. Naturally, people keep thinking of them, you know, and, you know, Shakti, and, you know, there's ones that people use all the time, so they can recreate something from the light of the darkness just by their thoughts. But the initial ones that were here probably for eons that were tired of being used by people, and they didn't know what to do because they couldn't get out of the system because people kept asking for favors, and they were like hogtied here, you know, caught into mind programs. So I got them out of it. But I think there's, you know, just lots of those out there. I think there's maybe 1,000 or more, which you don't even know the names of, that people use. So I could be wrong on that, but that's what I think somebody told me. So anyway, here we go, releasing these energies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So in a sense, it's like slavery, you know? Or things were like slaves to humans. Like if you had a slave, you know, just think of your dog or cat, you know, wanting to get fed every day, you know? So you're kind of a slave to that. But just think if you were really a slave and you woke up and your master goes, okay, do this. You do that and do that, do this and do that, do this. And, you know, you have to do it. Otherwise, you know, you might get beaten to death, you know. Kind of how the caste system used to work in the old days. Well, it still works now, but, you know. And then you look at the all the old facilities, we'll call them, all the old buildings. Why do you think their hallways and their doors are, you know, like 15 feet high? Some are like 25 feet. I mean, and why do they have such high ceilings? Well, guess what? What do you think came in there? Okay? Well, back to you. Remember these aliens that are that tall, and they you know, they're finding finds of these things now, really big energies. They could just probably materialize into these rooms for the that worship them. So, anyway, that's
okay,
you,
well. Okay, thank you, Ron. It sounds like I just heard a beep. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes, you do.
Oh, well, hello. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Okay, hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
It's interesting. I was going to ask Ron about this guy I just heard about. And you start talking about the crystal skulls on the show, and that's what this is all about. There's a fellow who is on YouTube under the super soldier category, and he says that he is source energy. That's what he calls himself, source inside himself. He's in an incarnation, and he is the one in his true form created, and he described how he did it. This guy is now an energy healer, and he goes around cranking people up, he calls it. And he created the 13 skulls. And he said that, like, 8 of them were on the Earth and the others were extraterrestrial. And the way they were supposed to be used was, well, I won't say it in case somebody gets the idea, but he says how they're supposed to be used and all that. And so I'm thinking to myself, what do you think of this guy? His name is...
I can't really say one thing about another person, you know?
Okay, well, just this guy, you know. I didn't say the whole name.
He's not, you can't channel source energy, number one. So once you hear that, you know that it can't be what it is because you have it inside of you. So he's going into some light of the darkness source energy. And, you know, it can heal and can do, you know, miracles on people. That's what you had in all the churches. Light of the darkness energies are in all the churches, and you see that on TV where people, they cast out demons and stuff, or somebody comes in and, you know, there's these people out there who go into big tents, et cetera, and they do these healings, and, yeah, the stuff can heal. Remember, the darkness gave it to you, and the darkness can use a practitioner and take it away, running the energy through the practitioner. So, you know, just think what happens when you go into a church, and this happens a lot, you know, and the priest, the minister, you know, I won't say priest, I don't think that's the right word, but we'll just say the minister or the, Brother Thomas or whoever, you know, that they all of a sudden they touch somebody's forehead and the person faints, falls over. Well, what's happening? I think they're probably having their spirit extracted out of them, and the body gets weak, and the body kind of gets on the ground and starts jerking around, having like a epileptic fit, you know? And then, from there, maybe they regain their consciousness, you know? So, anyway, that's what I'm seeing.
The guy's
doing a lot of things that look good. But, you know, what energy is he using? He's not using source energy, but he's probably told he is. He doesn't know what source is, but that seems to work. You know, another word that you can use. So that's great, Ed. I'm glad maybe we'll check that out if anybody's interested. I don't know. Anyway, just another way to look at things. So what did he say about him creating a crystal skull? So there
is energies. Hello, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Why did he create a crystal skull?
He didn't say why, but he said that he was doing this sort of thing. He had an incarnation in Atlantis where he molded the power crystals and that sort of thing. He was Merlin the Magician of the past life. Just all this stuff. And he says he's an energy healer, and you do a session with him, and he goes into you and he releases the creator, the creation energy that's blocking the two halves of your brain from communicating. He leaves that out. But then he said that he always leaves a bit of his energy in everybody he heals.
Then
he said he created those skulls. And I'm saying to myself, well, Ron doesn't like the skulls. So
no.
I doubt that this guy really is source energy.
Well, he's telling about himself, you know, a little bit there. So, yeah, I think I'd run, you know, at a walk. Okay. Well, great.
Okay. Thank you.
Another way the light of the darkness comes in to do its stuff. Thank you. Okay, Ann.
Yeah, thanks for calling. All right, well, we don't have to talk about this, but can I just say one more thing for people that want to clear off having been healers is the Galactic Federation affiliations clearing.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. Yeah, that one in... what happened was the Great White Brotherhood, I did a show on it you know, I just pulled it out of the hat. I said, well, we'll just clear this, see how you feel. And maybe this is 5 years ago, and everybody goes, wow, you know, it was like we had a lot of stuff on the fast chat about how they felt better. I'll also do Ashtar Command. So these are the ones that are probably the big ones out there that they can be recreated over again by people who want to have that energy with them so they can just bring it forward again and keep bringing it in here. Well, that's the problem with the planet is the humans injecting stuff, bringing things in from outside of themselves, and that harms everybody here. So anyway, I guess our show is coming to kind of a close here. Maybe we can do the Mind of Heart Drop. Anything you want to add, Anne?
No, just that our next show is Friday at 7 p.m. Pacific Time on BBS Radio. And
Station 2.
Station 2, and please enjoy the archives. And there are archives to other past radio shows on creationlightship.com that are really worth checking out and listening to again.
Okay, so what I will say, since Ed mentioned about super soldiers, okay, remember they go through a horrendous brainwashing thing and they have different alters in their mind, okay? Well, they switch them off and on with probably different mind control patterns, keywords, okay, maybe radionics. So they may have downloaded into this person that particular modality or energies that he's talking about. So here we go. Mind a heart drop, everybody. Get your heart centered. So this you could be doing yourself daily, you know, maybe three times a day, if not more. A lot of people, I taught one person, so they do it like 15 times a day, you know. And whenever they feel themselves getting a little shaken up, they do it and they feel peaceful. So you must command your spirit out loud. You can whisper it to take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart. Very, very simple. This can take the place of you meditating for hours trying to get there, which you probably will not, to be in the mind energy of the heart. You don't want to go there, darkness. So here we go, taking your thoughts in your head. Your spirit, which is light, is going to bring them into your heart, but you have to command it first. So here we go, dropping down, and I count from 10 to 1. You can do it maybe 1, 2, 3, or 3, 2, 1 if you like, whatever. But do it the long way for about a week first to get used to it. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okie doke. So there you go, everybody. And we'll see you on our maybe call tomorrow, which we get rid of the clone replicas, 5:30 Pacific. And that will be Thursday. And then BBS on Friday and Saturday, Station 2, 7 o'clock Pacific. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, BBS. Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Good night, everyone.